Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the SAI PDR podcast. It is a beautiful Thursday, July 22nd. Hope your week's going along swimmingly. Hopefully you're able to stay cool, have some iced tea or sweet tea or lemon water, whatever your thirst-quenching choice is. Stay hydrated. It's been a little warm out there. Don't believe in global warming. It's crap. I don't buy that shit. Just because it's 130 out in the desert in California and a bunch of different areas are experiencing triple-digit heat. I don't buy it. Anyway, quick PDR fun. Actually, just a PDR. Not even a PDR. Excuse me. Let's back it up. A quick fun fact for food. Here's something. I always try to learn something new every day. If you Google what is the most healthy food, do you have any idea? I got the top three. And no, steak's not up there. Nice try. Tasty. Yeah, might have been there, right? Brisket, steak. You know, if you're a meat eater. Now, the top three foods for health. Number one, broccoli. Shocking, right? Number two is apples. Have you ever ate an apple and actually just felt better in the next hour? I mean, apples are legit, man. And then number three is kale. Ugh, can't stand kale. It's kind of got that sour taste to it. Like a kale salad, it's just gross. But, wish I could eat it. Recapping yesterday, we had a Nissan Cube. I'm telling you right now, that's probably a pretty good little car for PDR. I know Nissans aren't the most reliable long-term, but from an aesthetic and from the way that the space in that thing, from the outside looks small. You get inside, it's almost like it's like a huge living room in there. It's massive. I don't know how they do that. Maybe smoke and mirrors or something, but bravo Nissan. You guys did a pretty nice job in the layout of that little Cube. I can picture one kind of wrapped up real pimp, kind of bright, kind of looking like a rainbow unicorn vomit just to get a lot of attention, you know, and some glitter and sparkle, and I'll bet you'd make some money off that little Cube. So I haven't even checked to see what those things even go for, but you know what, let's do it. Let's do it real quick. Let's see what a Nissan Cube, let's see, looks like they're kind of cheap. You could probably get one for about between 7 to 10 grand, looks like. There you go. Not bad. Not bad. There you are. Anyway, you heard it here first. If anybody rolls out in a Cube, let me know. I'd like to hear what happens. So anyway, the Cube comes in, and Austin Van Hoy, you've heard me talk about him before if you follow the podcast. Fantastic tech, great person, decent MMA fighter. There you go. I don't know. He could be great. I don't know. He's constantly training. He's very disciplined with the regimen. But nonetheless, and he's going to be getting married, by the way. Footnote, coming up in about 3 or 4 months. So stay tuned. We should have some good news and stories along the way, counting down to Austin's his wedding, which is pretty exciting. You know, mid to late 20s, young man. These are exciting times. I can remember back then, Grandpa Bry. So he's doing this bread loaf size dent in this Cube, and a lot of it's glue pulling, and then there's a plastic panel on this one side that you can get into, and it's pearl white. I don't think I did any of it. I think he did it all, which is really cool. It's good to see someone is doing advanced dents in under a year. That's a lot to do big dents on your own. You know, crown work, everything, and he knew what level he wanted it. The customer came in, picked it up. You know, he's a cop. You know, we didn't want to go to jail. We didn't want to go to PDR jail for not doing our work, right? I didn't want to see Austin get hauled out of here in cuffs for not finishing out his crowns. So, but the cop was happy. Mike was happy. He's also got another vehicle here in the shop. We're working on a Silverado, doing some dents and some paint work. I've done his BMW, I've done his wife's car, I think we got his daughter's car coming up, so all in all, yeah, it's good. There's a really good future for Austin. I'm really excited for him. He's diligent, he's ticking all the right boxes, and PDR is not freaking alchemy, man. If you put the time in, you're gonna get better. You just are. We had a Tiguan come in that Austin helped me pull the door off. Extremely deep dent in a door. That was not fun. Not fun at all. What else? We had a minivan come in with a real nice couple who were repeat customers. Just had to kind of reattach the bumper receiver. And a Tesla with a quick little bumper adjustment. And then lastly, we had, which is my favorite, I say the best for last, a Camry. 80-year-old John came in with his caregiver. And such a nice guy. Such a nice guy. It's him and I had some good conversations. This is the I've been paid in a lot of different ways in my 29-year tenure of PDR. But this is the first time that I've been paid with canned fish and a little bit of money. So, I mean, John's 80 years old. He's kind of shuffling. He even admits it. He's like, you know, I used to strut. Now I'm kind of I got the Chinaman shuffle, which is kind of racist the way he said that, but I get what he's saying. And then it's not kind of, it pretty much is. But, and then he said how his dad did that, and then his shoulder slumped, and then pretty soon he was starting to tap out. So he's like, I know my days are limited, but, you know, he had a smile on his face, and he opened up his trunk, and he had a bunch of food in there from the church. Hey, you want anything? I'm like, ah, you know, I'm good. I don't need any old cereal or pasta, but I appreciate it. You know, make sure that goes to, you know, to a church or donate to a needy family. And he's like, well, I got some tuna. Like, you know, I'm going bonus round. You know, you won't take this stuff. How about tuna? I'm like, you know, I do eat tuna. You know, it's kind of one of my things. I'm a tuna fish guy. So I got the tuna. So I took a picture of the tuna. And then I basically made him a deal. I said, we'll get 60% of the dent out because he's on fixed income. He was telling me about going to H&R Block and how his fixed income. I mean, you know, older people, sometimes they tell you more than you really want to know or should know. He's what's this TurboTax, Brian? Is that something I could do? And I'm like, probably not. You know, I mean, that's something, that's software. He's like, oh yeah, I got to get on the computer for that. I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, TurboTax, I don't want that. He's like, I'm going to go to H&R Block. He's like, did you know you can get tax credits from the government up to $500 or $600 for this COVID stuff if you make less than 30? And I make less than 30. I'm like, yeah, I heard about that. He's like, are you going to be able to get that? I'm like, no, I'm more than 30 grand a year. You know, and it's just innocent conversation because, you know, if he would have thought just for a second, you know, there's no way in hell I'd have to be living out in the bushes outside of my office to be making, you know, 30 grand a year. I mean, that would be sad. Now, there's certain areas in the United States you could make 30 grand a year, and people do, and they get by and they live. Not in South Orange County. Definitely be living out of my car, and it would be bad times. But hey, it could be worse than that, right? Could be living 6 feet under, you know, feeding some worms. So I guess try to keep perspective, Brian. Stop bitching. You're right, I will. But anyway, so John, he says, you know, under 30 grand. Da, 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 and I'm getting the feeling this guy, he's not come with a lot of cash. You know, unfortunately, he's got your typical senior big dent, about a 14-inch crease above a quarter pound of body line. So I said, look, here's what we'll do. I'll take 60% of that dent out for $60 or 100% out for $100. And you know, it would have been like 95, 98. So, but I mean, I figured 80 years old, he probably would have, to his eyes, it would have looked like 100. So anyway, I knew at 60%, I wasn't going to go 60. I was still going to go 80, close to 90. I just wasn't going to push the last 10%, which is everybody who does PDR knows takes the most time, right? So he comes and hangs out in the office. His caregiver's here. I roll the car around. I got a big can of tuna in my hand. I've already prepaid for that. And he says, let's do the $60 option. I'm like, that's fine. I had that Tiguan I was working on, like I mentioned, and Austin was gone for the day. My toolmaker's gone, so it's kind of quiet back there. It's about 5:36, and we put an honest to God 20 to 30 minutes in this thing, just glue pulling, a little bit of crown work, right? Nothing. I don't think I even threw a tool on it, and roll it back around to the front of the shop. And if you want to have a little laugh, this guy's got such great personality for an 80-year-old, such great perspective, you know, even just for a human being, not just for an 80-year-old. But I like to do audio, so I'm just kind of, they got the camera pointed at the dent while he's talking, and his caregiver can hear in the background a little bit too. And I love what he says. It's pretty funny. But he's very pleased, of course. And it was one of those warm transactions that, yeah. And Austin gets it. He made a nice comment on the gram about it. But the funny thing is, I got some flack from one tech saying that, you know, I'm kind of whoring the industry and I'm going to ruin it because people are going to think, you know, for a can of tuna at $60, you know, line them up. And truth be told, nobody's going to think that. And if one person or two people does, I don't care. You know, yeah, if somebody else who's 80 wants to come in and has a smile on their face and wants to throw a can of tuna on the counter, I might do one of those a week. I mean, I look at it as like public service. You know, I'm you know, I forget, you know, it's almost like charitable work. For a senior who's on a fixed income, I mean, the guy's obviously not making a lot of money. And maybe he put me together. You know, maybe he is like fat and just likes to kind of get over, and that's kind of like his little spiel. So be it. I was entertained. You know, dinner and a show, man. I paid for it. If you're going to go out and see a movie or, you know, watch a play, you're going to pay some money. You know, I got paid $60 and canned fish. So it worked out. I'm not complaining, but you got to hear the audio in that. And hopefully the technician who kind of bagged on me a little bit understood that, you know what, people who want this done, I mean, he has no clue how many people we said no to yesterday. I probably said no to about 5 or 6 people just because of price and or circumstance. You know, if anybody upholds the industry with pricing, it's us. I'm typically Mobile Tech RX and above. And everybody that knows me knows that. You know, we turned out a lot of work. You know, just yesterday, right before Tuna Fish John came in, we had a Infinity where the guy was like, I'm getting quotes for $350. You know, you're almost double. I could replace my fender and paint it for that kind of thing, you know. And it's just like, go right ahead, you know, or go ahead and use one of those cheap services. That doesn't make you wonder, you know, why I'm a lot more. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm going to get it out without any waiver. It's just, some people just don't get it, you know. And I did try to explain to him, but then he, you know, he just kept going back to price. Well, that you're obviously a price-based customer then, and I'm not going to be able to do business with you. Because I'm a quality-based service. You know, I'll charge a fair price. You'll pay it once. You know, you go somewhere else, you run the risk of paying it twice. Every week, and I see from other techs posting online too, it cracks me up. You do enough dents, you're going to see shit work. It just happens all the time. All the time. So anyway, so yeah, so Tuna Fish John was awesome. The Nissan Cube. Mike, our new restoration tech, came in yesterday to help out with servicing and working on the VW bus. Really stoked about that. I've been getting updates from Vitor, my Brazilian student, who's doing hail out in Colorado. Really stoked about him. You can't beat somebody out of school from 4 to 6 weeks ago who's banging out hail cars right now. That's quite an accomplishment. You know, is it repeatable? Yeah, I think pretty much anybody can do it. You have to have good vision. You have to have diligence. Not all my students could do it. You know, Thomas, who's a really good student who just recently graduated, you know, he's still got a lot more time to put in before he can knock out a hail car. You know, and I don't know, something might be up with him too. He may have some vision problems. He's still having a hard time kind of conceptually reading a dent. Like what's the center? What's the outside edges? And the guy's sharp as a tack, so I don't, you know, I think maybe vision might be the key. I got to talk to him about that. But anyway, happy to have Mike, the restoration guy, in here. We're hoping to get that VW bus put together and use that as our promo vehicle. Get some car shows going around here, have some fun, kind of ingrain ourselves more with the community and the custom car community, because we are gearheads. So moving on, what is a dream PDR client? What's somebody who, I mean, John was nice. Don't give me, you know, John would have been more of a dream if he was about 20 years younger, 20, 30 years younger, and we had a budget. You know, because that dent that we did yesterday, that was an $1,100 dent on Mobile Tech RX. And I normally won't do $1,100 dents for $60, because if I did, I'd go broke. That'd just be pathetic. I mean, I guess if you stack those up, $60, let's say every half hour, that's $120 an hour, 8 hours, you're still doing almost $1,000 a day. So I guess that, am I right? $800, yeah? Yeah, you want to work a little bit extra hours, you can probably pull in a G. You can't beat that. I mean, $1,000 a day, I think most people would be good with that. You know, that's a couple hundred thousand a year. Now that you can make a living on, right? So to me, and your mileage may vary, but my dream PDR client, and no, it's not a stripper with, you know, free whiskey in each hand. No, no, that might be interesting. And we've had some very interesting clients kind of gearing towards that realm, but I won't go there. Perfect client communicates, tells us what they want. They can dictate, you know, what their budget is, the damage of the vehicle, communicate via their phone or in person. You know, there's no misunderstandings. I love having a communication gateway with a customer is such a dream. It doesn't always happen, and it makes things so much easier, doesn't it? Number two, they listen. So if you're telling them something, like I was telling the Infinity guy yesterday about value and all that, I mean, you don't even have to agree with me, but just listen. You know, don't just kind of just pause and keep talking, because you could tell sometimes when people, they don't hear a word you said. It's just they hit pause, and they might even talk over the last couple words you're telling them. It's like, all right, you know, I'm trying to help you with your car. You know, and if we could do business, great. If not, at least you're educated and you understand that what the paintless dent repair process is all about, right? The other thing that I love about a good dream client is they value their vehicle. If you get somebody that's going to come to you and they don't really care about their car, where's that's not going to happen, right? How about this? They have a large network of friends and family. That would be nice. That would be nice. I had a customer with a Porsche GTS came in the other day, owns a large plumbing company, a commercial plumbing company. He does very well, okay? And Gerhard was his name. Beautiful crimson red GTS, glue pull car. We took a picture of it, threw it on the gram. Somehow it messed up and the carousel didn't grab the before and after of the actual dent. It just posted the damn picture of the car. By the time I figured it out, I've already got, you know, likes and everything on it, so we just let it roll. But picture like a golf ball sized dent in the quarter panel. He stood on my shoulder, watched. That guy's a dream client because he was so impressed with what we did. And he's going to go tell everybody in his work that he works with and all of his high roller buddies at the country club. That's what I want. He's going to bring me the kind of clients that I want, not Tuna Can John. You know, doesn't mean I'm not going to help out Tuna Can John, but Porsche GTS, Gerhard, that's where you want to kind of point your arrows, right? It's just the way it's going to happen, right? I also like clients to research us, and they know PDR is an art. It does happen. When they come in here, I don't even have to educate them. Hey, I've read your reviews. I know what you do. I'm ready to do business. As long as it's something I can afford, let's move forward. I love that. That's so nice. That's so nice when they come in. It's almost like I wish I had like a giant review, one or two reviews outside on like a 4x6 piece of plywood. You know, like the Ten Commandments, you know, but it's the 10 reviews of PDR or something. And you have them out there and people read them before they come in. So they're totally educated. Instead of coming in and we got it, I don't know. It just gets kind of old after a while. If you imagine it's like Groundhog Day. You know, every minute we got to spin the whole rigmarole. Here's what painless dent repair is. Here's why you should use us. Here's what's going to cost. D-d-d, you know. I don't know. It's just, yeah, maybe I'm working too many hours. I don't know. And then what else? They'll also, a dream client will also write a great review and refer new business after the transaction. You know, that right there, everything I just mentioned, that's a freaking dream client, man. I'd love to have those guys and gals line up 24/7, you know. And then, of course, a good marketer, you're going to target those guys. Not Tuna Can John. I'm not going to sit at the senior center, you know, with my little blow-up car animal outfit or something out there with a big thumb, you know, pointing to my shop, trying to get seniors to come over. What's that going to do? And I do. We're in an area where there's an aging community, so it's like, you know, yeah, we're gonna have some of that, you know. And I appreciate these people. And they, yes, they crash their cars a lot. And yes, a lot of them have the money to fix them. But nonetheless, how many reviews or referrals am I gonna get from these guys? They can't even punch in maps on their phone. What's a review? You know, You mean a review like, you know, at the Playhouse? Yeah, I'll go watch that review. No, no, it's online at Google. So yeah, it doesn't, those are not the dream clients. So if you target your marketing towards people who have spendable income, the correct age group, you know, that you're gonna do well. You are. And like I said, I mean, I probably have one or two seniors, I had another one yesterday as well. The wonderful couple who we fixed their car before, their little Honda Fit, and then yesterday was their van with the pumped out bumper. I mean, they're, in a way, it's kind of smart because those people, they typically, and I'm not being an ageist, I guess is what it is, but the older you get, the less skills you're probably going to have to drive. Is that a fair saying? Is that a fair assumption? I think that's logic, right? So those people are going to be the ones that if you target them to some extent, you're going to have more frequent work because they crash the cars more. I had Mike in here with his Genesis. I'm pretty comfortable he's not on the podcast, so I could talk about him. He's probably been in here four or five times. We've done PDR on his car almost all four corners and fixed both of his bumpers twice. So God love the guy. I think he's 80. Real nice guy. You can tell he's just kind of falling apart a little bit. He's got a young girlfriend, though, and he seems happy. He's got good energy. But at the same time, I could just see he's frustrated. He's frustrated with just the pace of life and how all of his gifts are being taken away from him. You know, and it's just, that's pretty heavy if you think about it. But, I mean, I enjoy him. Him and I get along real well. It's fun having him around. He's got good energy. You know, but those are just part of the client base that we pull here. You know, we don't get a lot of teens, for example, you know, or even college age students, you know, not so much. This isn't a college town right here. Yeah, I've got a college across the freeway. We have got two community colleges, but we don't pull that much from those areas. We get some high schoolers' cars from the parents to bring them in. They want to keep them all clean and blah, blah, blah. I get a handful of those. That's kind of the dichotomy. The breakdown. We get either the high schools or high schoolers, or we get the seniors. You know, and then a little bit of the prep urban kind of medium, that demographic right there, and then that's pretty much it. So anyway, that's pretty much it, guys. 22 minutes. We also did a podcast yesterday with Coach Corey. He's doing a series on PDR trainers. If you want to check out Coach Corey Kleinfeld, the PDR coach online, he should have that posted up pretty quick. He's going to be interviewing all the well-known PDR trainers, and I think it was maybe about 30 or 40 minutes, and you can hear what makes us different and what we do for PDR training if you want to listen to his podcast and compare it to the other trainers, which is kind of cool. So be sure and check that out if you're looking into training. So an unbiased approach right there. So anyway, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for tuning in again. We will catch you tomorrow's Friday, TGIF, right? So have yourself a great Thursday, and I will catch you on the next SAI PDR podcast. Bye-bye for now, guys.